came with two angels one day. When Abraham and Sarah were together, he had already told Abraham that he was going to have a son. He was going to have children. He was going to have nations as numerous as the sands of the sea. When he confronted Sarah with this fact that she was going to be a mother, it must have been a shock to her, but she laughed. And then she denied that she had laughed, and he said, "No, but you did laugh." And then he said a profound thing, Darren, and it's spoken of maybe four or five times in the Bible: "Is anything too difficult for the Lord?"
Right.
There is nothing too difficult for the Lord. And so Sarah realized that in a year's time, she would be a mother. She would be a mother of a wonderful, healthy baby boy.
You know, God there, I think, is so faithful to his agency of truth. Now, she said, "I didn't laugh." Actually, she lied, because she had laughed. And Holy Spirit, now, Holy Spirit didn't let that go.
No, he didn't.
He didn't condemn her, but he said,
"No.
Oh, yes, but you did laugh."
That's
let's
right.
just keep, let's keep truth, truth here.
Yes.
Really what he's saying. But if we go over to Romans chapter 4, in verse 16, it says, "For this reason..." And by the way, Abraham is called the father of faith. So we need to study Abraham if we're going to study faith.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 16, "For this reason it is by faith that it might be in accordance with grace, in order that the promise may be certain to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all." And in Galatians 3, we find out we're heirs of Abraham through Jesus.
That's right.
So we're in the bloodline here. Praise God. "As it is written, a father of many nations have I made you, in the sight of him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist."
That's right.
Now, if you have a mountain that you just can't get rid of, you think you can't get rid of, you need to know that God will call things that are not now present. He'll call those into existence to bring you an answer.
That's right. And we've also studied this in the King James Version. Now, what Darren read was in the New American Standard, which is a very concise translation. But also, for those of you who say the King James is the only version, it says the same thing in the King James. I mean, we cannot get away from this, that he calleth those things which be not as though they were. And this is the God that we serve. This is a God that brought this whole world into being through spoken word, the word of his mouth. He brought something that was not into being. He's the only one that can do that, Darren. He is the only one. All of the other gods fall short. In fact, you can't even put them up against God. You just can't. I mean,
no
it's
contest.
Ridiculous.
No comparison.
And if you want to read more about Abraham, this man, this mighty man of faith who took God at his word, we have a series of tapes called Abraham, the Man of Faith, and that gives you a deep insight into who Abraham
That's a
two-tape
is. Series.
Two tape
Wonderful.
Series for $10. We would recommend that to you.
Well, let me go on reading. "In hope against hope he believed, in order that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken, so shall your descendants be."
Hallelujah.
Now here comes the payoff. "And without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully assured that what he had promised he was able to perform."
Hallelujah.
Now, the other night I said something I've never said publicly, but I'm going to say it again. I suspect that Abraham and Sarah had not made love for years.
What you're saying is they
hadn't had sex for years.
You don't think so?
Nope, I don't think so.
No, he loved her. I mean, he caressed her.
Well, I know that, honey, but I just don't believe that they'd have been having that aspect of their marriage. I think that had been long gone, because he looked down at himself and he said, "My body's as good as dead and so is Sarah's." You can disagree with me with that, okay?
Okay.
"But with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver." Now, here's the key point in walking by faith. You have to know that God's promises, God is able to do it. He's not a man that he should lie, Scripture says. Abraham didn't waver in unbelief. Now, if you get over into reason, "Well, God, there's just no way. I'm an old man and my wife's an old lady. Well, how in the world could we have kids? Nobody around here has ever had a kid when they're this old. They quit having kids 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How could we possibly have a child?"
Yes.
I mean, we've never seen it. Reason would say, "This is absolutely dodo. You're nuts."
That's right. The other night in class, I was talking to a lady, and she said, it'll never, and as she was beginning to say B, she looked at me, and she caught herself, and she says, "Oh, I'm saying it in my mouth, aren't I? My mouth is saying this." And I said, "Yes." And that's what we have to watch. We have to watch that mouth, because it's going to say, it'll never be, it won't happen. Those kind of words we have really got to watch, because Abraham believed God and he began to speak how he believed.
Well, unbelief, fear, and doubt are enemies of faith. And it says here, he did not waver in unbelief. And what you have to do is fight unbelief, fear, and doubt with Scripture.
Yes.
Scripture is the only thing that will defeat that. Not good intentions, not willpower. That won't do that.
Your actions have to correspond with your confession. That is a have to. And they've got to be in balance, and they've got to be in harmony.
Now, when you first start this faith walk, you're dealing with a deadly weapon that's inside of you, and it's called an undisciplined heart.
Mm.
Because you haven't been trained in faith. Now, we know that, so what we tell people is to take the Power Pack Scripture cards and begin to speak the Scriptures morning, noon, and night. Just do it mechanically. Now, let me tell you, your life got screwed up, messed up mechanically, a word at a time, one liner at a time, an example at a time. If you'll take the Word of God here, and folks, what I'm telling you is worth millions to you. If you take the Word of God here and you speak it, it will root out, eradicate, get rid of the weeds in your heart, which are fear, doubt, and unbelief. You've got to get them out of there so that you don't have that inner conflict. When you do that, and it won't be a very long period of time. I'm telling you, if you'll start doing this, it'll take you 3 to 4, maybe 5 or 6 weeks to get on the track, to think faith, to speak faith, to feel faith, to experience faith,
mm-hmm.
but get out of that killer called unbelief and double-mindedness.
That's right. I've seen some of our power partners, Darren. They are growing. Mm-hmm. They are blossoming into wonderful, Scripture-speaking, Holy Ghost people. I'll tell you, they sure are.
And God's blessing their socks off.
Yes, He is.
If you talk to them, man, we got more money than we've ever had. The bills are paid, and we're having a good time.
The result of your speaking the way Darren says is that you will become fully assured that what God has promised, He is able to perform. That's why we want you to speak Scripture. We want you to begin to believe your Father God can do what He promised.
But now here it says, Abraham grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured what He had promised, he was able to perform. Now that's one of the big things. You see, people say, oh, I just love Jesus. Oh, I believe God can do it. You know, I heard a man say that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also have to say that man has empty words. He doesn't really believe that, or he wouldn't be sick. Mm-hmm. We were talking about sickness. Yesterday I saw him. He said, I'm sick. I'm going home. I don't feel good. And this morning I saw him. How you doing? I said, man, I went to the doctor. Got 3 big bombs. Man, he gave me those things, and I feel great today. I said, you know, there's such a thing as divine healing, and there's also such a thing as divine health. And if something hits me, I go for divine healing. But, you know, I can't remember the last time I was sick. I told him, I said, I don't plan for sickness. In my day, my week, my month, my year, I do not plan for sickness at all.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? I plan for health.
That's
Guess
right.
what I have?
That's right.
Amazing health.
That's right. We have what we have decided upon.
Right.
And the other night in class, you gave some affirmations that are going to build our faith. And I would like to, at the end of this teaching, have you do that.
Now.
Yes. They were wonderful. I was so pumped by the time we got through with that 5-minute exercise.
I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
It is easy to believe. I'm a faith person. I walk by faith.
I speak faith.
I think faith.
I receive faith.
I'm growing in faith. Fear, doubt, and unbelief are leaving.
Fear, doubt, and unbelief are leaving.
They're going to be totally gone. Because I'm a faith person. I believe God is a word God. I believe what He says.
He can perform.
Without any problem. He never is weak. He's never without an answer.
He's always strong.
He's full of wisdom. He shares that with me. I'm never overpowered.
There's never a mountain that can't be removed.
Because I speak to it.
It rises up.
It's cast into the sea. I do not doubt in my heart.
I believe that what I say
is coming to pass.
Is coming to pass.
And sure enough.
And sure enough.
It's granted to me.
It's granted to me.
I have it.
I have it.
Sooner.
Sooner.
Than later.
Than later.
It always comes.
It always comes.
Because God is faithful.
Because God is faithful.
He watches over His word to perform it.
He watches over His word to perform it.
His angels are mighty in strength.
His angels are mighty in strength.
Performing the voice of the word.
Performing the voice of the word.
Spoken through my lips.
Spoken through my lips.
The angels are